Welcome to Anime Fanjutsu, where we talk all things anime. It's great to have you with us, so let's dive right in. Welcome to episode 18 of the Anime Fanjutsu podcast. This is Becky, and today I am here with
Brooks.
So if you listen to the podcast interview with a 9-year-old, then you've heard Brooks before. But today, just so you know, it's a 10-year-old. Brooks is now 10 years old. And a lot has changed since the last time he was on the podcast. He's actually watching a lot of anime now. So just give us a list, Brooks, of the anime that you have watched so far.
Parasite, One Piece, Naruto, a little bit of it, Promised Neverland, JJK, Spy Family, and One Punch Man.
So you have watched quite a bit, right?
Yeah.
So I want to talk about the Crunchyroll Anime Awards, and I'm going to just say who won what awards, and we're going to stop and talk about some of these, okay? I'm not going to do all the voice actor ones because we would be here forever, and I really only know about the ones in Japanese and English. We're only going to do the ones where the winners are things that we have watched so that we can actually comment on them. So best fantasy anime was Demon Slayer, the Swordsmith Village art. It was really good. It was really beautiful. Best drama, Attack on Titan, the final chapters. Best comedy, Spy Family, which is super cute. And I want to talk about this one for a second. Season one was super cute, super wholesome. If you go back into our old podcast, you'll see that it's the one I recommended for families. And then in season two, the kill count went way up. So your forger, the Thorn Princess, how many people do you think she killed on the boat?
Probably about 200.
It was a lot. It's still one of the most family friendly ones, but it lost a little family friendliness with that. Best action anime?
Jujutsu Kaisen.
The Shibuya Incident. I've already watched it, but Brooks, I'm now rewatching it with Brooks, and he is almost to the end of season two. What are you thinking so far? They can't see your thumbs up. You have to
but
say
also
it.
Also a little depressing.
A little depressing. Must protect at all costs character, Anya Forger from Spy Family. I agree with that.
Yes.
Best supporting character, Geto from Jujutsu Kaisen, or if you watch it in English, Gato. He's the best supporting character. I'm going to say in season two, he's my favorite character. Especially the beginning of the season, before he turns into the villain, he's my favorite character. Best main character goes to
Monkey D. Luffy.
I think he's won that several times. Best director, Jujutsu Kaisen. Oh, best film was Suzume. Suzume, we watched it for family night one night, and I thought the animation was beautiful. It is not a Studio Ghibli film, but it looks a lot like Studio Ghibli. What did you think about it, Brooks?
Good. And I like the cat.
The cat is a mess, but I did like the cat. Best score, Attack on Titan, the final chapters. I watched a video on YouTube of a man playing the music from Attack on Titan on a piano, and he was in the mall or somewhere like that. And it's such good music. It almost brought me to tears. Best ending sequence, Jujutsu Kaisen. Best opening sequence,
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Jujutsu Kaisen kind of cleaned up at the Anime Awards. Best continuing series,
One Piece.
Best art direction,
Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer is beautiful. It is not my favorite anime, but it has beautiful animation, and that's one of the reasons I like to watch it. Best cinematography,
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Best new series was Chainsaw Man, and I watched Chainsaw Man, and at the beginning, I was a little on the fence, but by the end of it, I was hooked. Best animation.
Demon Slayer.
Obviously. Best character design. Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh.
And this should come as no surprise. Anime of the year. Jujutsu Kaisen. You've been watching Jujutsu Kaisen. Tell me your thoughts on the characters. I want to know your top five characters in the show.
Okay, so my favorite character, probably Gravestone. But my favorite character is probably Gojo. Second favorite, Geto. Third favorite, Megumi. Fourth favorite, Yuji. The favorite, useless Miwa.
Why did you pick Miwa if you think she's useless?
No, it was from that one part where she stole the sword. Useless Miwa was what she was calling herself.
Yeah. My favorites, I'm going to go with number one is Geto. Two is Gojo. Three is Megumi. And this is where it gets hard for me because I like a lot of them. I think I'm going to go for number four, Inamaki, who we call Benita Flakes. I love him. And then I'll pick Yuji as my number five. But there are a lot of them in there that I still also like. I really like Choso. I really like Maki and Mei.
I forgot Mr. Benito Flakes.
He's really powerful. Like, really powerful.
I think Mr. Benito Flakes is actually my fourth instead of Yuji.
So, the other thing that we are still watching after months and months and months is One Piece. And we are in the 700s now. What episode did we watch last? Seven something. Like in the 720s, maybe. I will tell you where we're at is we're in Dressrosa still. And all of the executives, family members have been taken out except for Treble and Doflamingo are the only ones left. And it looks like Law is dead, but I don't think he's dead. And Luffy is now about to take on Doflamingo. So far with what you've seen, Brooks, what has been your favorite arc thus far in One Piece?
Hard question.
Indeed. East Blue, Alabasta, Dressrosa. Dressrosa is probably my favorite so far, too.
Wait, no, Enies Lobby.
Enies Lobby was really good. Enies Lobby was good because Usopp shot the flag down.
Yeah.
That was the best scene in Enies Lobby to me is when Usopp shot the flag down. And in Dressrosa, it's really been Usopp's moment to shine. Now they're calling him God Usopp. And Doflamingo put the biggest bounty on him.
His new name is God D. Usopp.
Don't think there's a D in it, but he showed out in Dressrosa. I'm glad he's getting the respect he deserves. So the other thing that you're watching is Naruto, and we're in the Chunin exams right now. What has been your favorite part? I know it's still early, but what's been your favorite part of Naruto so far?
Probably the Haku and them fight.
Zabuza and Haku. Yeah, that's a good one. That's iconic. I will say, so I've watched all of Naruto, but I'm watching it again with Brooks because it is my favorite show of all time. And we're in the Chunin exams. And like me, Brooks also really, really liked Kabuto and was really disappointed to find out that he worked for Orochimaru.
Depression.
Like, why do they got to take a character that we love and turn him into a bad guy? It's a long story, Brooks. So we're gonna go everywhere with it.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, you didn't go with me to this one, but me and my husband had date night the other night, and we went and saw the Miyazaki film that won the Oscar, The Boy and the Heron, and I loved it. It was beautiful. I love the animation. Even though it is set in like 1940s Japan, it made me feel nostalgic for my childhood. So, funny story, the main character, the little boy, is named Mahito. Not the Mahito from Jujutsu Kaisen, but Mahito and the Boy and the Heron, when he's playing on the riverbank, it just took me back to my childhood. Like, it's done so well. It's very peaceful. It's got quiet moments where they put in animation that really just makes the characters seem more realistic. And if you aren't a fan of Studio Ghibli, you may think that some of those things are boring or that the movies don't have enough of a climax, but I think they are beautiful. And I like that they're a children's movie that doesn't give me anxiety, because let's be real, Disney movies give you anxiety. I'm like, oh, look, Nemo's mom just got eaten. Oh, look, Bambi's mom just got shot. Oh, look, like somebody's always dying. Look, Dumbo's mom's locked in jail. I like that the Miyazaki films, for the most part, are a little more relaxing. What's your favorite one you've seen? You've seen Totoro and Ponyo and Spirited Away, Kiki's Delivery Service. Which one's your favorite so far?
Totoro.
Totoro is probably my favorite movie of all time and probably always will be. I do have a Totoro tattoo, but speaking of tattoos, if you've been to the website lately and checked out the blog, you will know that Christian and I finally got our Hunter x Hunter tattoos. So I have Killua on my left calf and he has Gon on his right one. If we put our legs next to each other, we are making the picture where they are pointing at each other, and I love it. We got them done in Columbus, Ohio at Identity Tattoo Parlor. There's a great tattoo artist there named Cheyenne, and she did a really good job. She specializes in anime style tattoos. She does different styles, but she does a lot of anime ones. And that's one of the reasons we went to her, because we loved her work. But she was great, and you should go check her out. I will put her information in the show notes. I've talked about before on the podcast how there are some characters that if that character were a real person, I'm not talking about the voice actor, I'm talking about the actual character. If that character was a real person, they would be the actor in another anime. So let me just explain what I'm talking about so this will make sense. So Hohenheim and Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood could be the same character that plays Zeke in Attack on Titan. Like, if that was a real person instead of an animated character, that would be the same person. Another one, Caesar Clown in One Piece would also play Orochimaru.
I feel like Chopper and Pikachu.
Chopper and Pikachu. He could just be like in some intense makeup.
I forgot. They actually are the same actors.
But I'm not talking about the voice actor. I'm talking about the character, like itself.
Well, yeah.
If they were real, if they weren't animation.
I know.
So Mikasa from Attack on Titan and Rukia from Bleach, I think, could be the same. Hunter x Hunter, Phaeton could be Levi from Attack on Titan, obviously. And could also be a Kudagawa from Bungo Stray Dogs. All three of those would be played by the same little cartoon character. Okay, here's a hard one, because they're in the same show. Armin in Attack on Titan and Yelena from Attack on Titan, are they ever in a scene together? They could be the same person. They could be the same. Anytime they show one of them, I always think it's the other one until they talk. Here's one that I think is pretty obvious. The same character would play Gojo and Kakashi and Bon. So Gojo from Jujutsu Kaisen, Kakashi from Naruto, and Bon from Seven Deadly Sins. One that we talked about when we were watching ReZero, Roswald from ReZero could be played by the same animation that plays Hisoka in Hunter x Hunter. Lisa in Bleach and Maki from Jujutsu Kaisen, those could be the same.
Also, whenever you said Gojo could play Kakashi and Bond, I thought you said Bond.
No, not Bond. Not the dog, no. Although it does have white hair, so maybe. I don't know how good the acting would be. Also from Bleach, Hitsuyaga, the little white-haired kid, I don't know if I'm saying his name correctly. I never know, just so you guys know that are listening. I never know if I'm saying these names correctly, because if you listen to the sub, they're one way. If you listen to the dub, they're another way. Then if you listen to other people talking about it, they might have it a different way. So we're just going to say Hitsuyaga and Real from Black Clover. And that same animation, I think, could also play Killua from Hunter x Hunter, Asta from Black Clover, and Kaneki from Tokyo Ghoul.
I feel like Zoro could play Deck green-haired.
I don't see that word. There's a little bit of an age difference.
I know, but still, it could be like adult Deku.
Maybe so.
And also, Zoro is Deku's dad.
That's not a fan theory that I hold to. So Beatrice from ReZero and Bisky from Hunter x Hunter, same. Geto in Jujutsu Kaisen and Baji from Tokyo Revengers, they could be the same. Tsunade from Naruto and Matsumoto from Bleach, same. And there's a lot of these I'm seeing from Bleach. Shinsui and from Bleach, and then Yami from Black Clover, totally the same. Lisa from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure and Nico Robin. So Brooks hasn't watched JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I'm going to say yet, but I probably just want to say that he never will, because you have to get through 1 and 2 to get to the goodness that is 3, and I don't know that he has that kind of endurance. So Hunter x Hunter, Krollo, and Subaru from ReZero, and Yuno from Black Clover, all could be the same animation. Now, you said Deku and Zoro. I think Deku and Gon. Deku from My Hero Academia and Gon from Hunter x Hunter. Elizabeth from Seven Deadly Sins and Amelia from ReZero. There's so many of these. Makima from Chainsaw Man. And Kurisu from Steins Gate, same, that red hair. Hanji from Attack on Titan and Himino from Chainsaw Man. Here's another one that I feel like is very obvious. Aki from Chainsaw Man and Megumi from Jujutsu Kaisen obviously would be played by the same animation. And from Jujutsu Kaisen, Nanami. And Kanikida from Bungo Stray Dogs. Brooks hasn't watched Bungo Stray Dogs yet, but I'm putting that on his watch list because it's so good. Fukuzawa from Bungo Stray Dogs, a.k.a. the president. And Ukitake from Bleach, same. Yuka Jiru from My Hero Academia, the girl with the headphones. And Hinata from Naruto. I feel like Hinata is her sweet version, and then Jiru is like her edgy version. Fire Fist Ace, rest in peace, and Jotaro Kujo. Ida from My Hero Academia and Ling from Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. I got two more. Rey Mustang from Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood and Sasuke from Naruto. They would be played by the same animation. And lastly, L from Death Note could possibly be played by the animation that is Rock Lee. So if you have any that you think would be played by the same animation, leave us a comment and let us know, because I'm interested to see what you guys think. Now that you have started in the last year, Brooks, watching a lot of anime, what is the advice that you would give to new anime watchers?
Don't start with JoJo's Bizarre.
That is good. Is there anything else that you would like to tell them?
You'd probably start with Spy Family.
Start with Spy Family. That's a good one. I feel like it's lighthearted enough and not too deep to where you don't get so invested that you get depressed if anything happens, but it's still really entertaining.
Or you could start with what I started with, which is Promised Neverland, but it might be a little sad.
It's a little sad. I know a lot of people that really hate the Promised Neverland, and I don't understand why, but I like it. It's not my favorite. It's kind of middle of the road to me, but I don't hate it. Like, I hate Sword Art Online. I don't hate Promised Neverland. And finally, for our question of the week, this is one Brooks picked. We're going to power scale here. Who would win between Satoru Gojo and One Punch Man Saitama? Who do you think, Brooks?
Probably Saitama.
It's a toughie because Limitless. And then if he couldn't punch him and Gojo was able to do his domain, he can't miss in his domain. And Saitama don't even know how to do a domain, so he couldn't break his domain with another domain. I'm going to go with Gojo.
In Saitama, One Punch Man, though, there's an entire movie about him defeating God himself. And I think he could just break Infinity.
And I will close with, don't get your theology from anime or you'll be really messed up. That's it for this week. Come back next week. Hopefully Brooks will be with me again. And we'll talk more anime.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Anime Fanjutsu. We hope our discussion entertained you and made you want to watch even more anime. We'd love for you to follow us on our socials listed in the show notes and leave us a comment with what anime you'd like us to discuss. Tune in next time wherever you listen to podcasts.